Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, Frank DeNisi is a BMI missionary in the Philippines and a close friend. His mom and dad went to the Philippines many years ago, and his dad's in his 80s and planning a new church down on the island of Mindanao. But Frank went over single and worked for many years, but God brought him a wonderful wife, Hafia. And let me give you some great news. Brother Frank says, "Thank you once again for all who faithfully prayed with us regarding my wife's U.S. citizenship process. This past March, we received an email from the U.S. Immigration informing us that we needed to be in Tennessee in April for her official citizenship ceremony. And we were thrilled to see the Lord answer yet another prayer. So on April the 7th, my wife was officially sworn in as a United States citizen. And we praise the Lord for His goodness and faithfulness throughout this process. And we sincerely thank you for your continued prayers and encouragement." Now, shortly after my wife's citizenship ceremony, I returned to the Philippines to preach at the official launch of our new church plant in Tabogon, northern Cebu. And during the service, the pastor presented baptismal certificates to the first group of baptized converts from the ministry. It was a joy and a privilege to pray over these new believers and the church family, asking the Lord to establish this ministry as a faithful lighthouse for the gospel in that community, and that these believers would continue growing in their newfound faith in Jesus Christ. And a few days after the church launch, I traveled to Mindanao to preach for veteran missionary Bruce Rice, who has faithfully served the Lord in the Philippines for over 40 years. It was a blessing to see the new building project they're currently working on. I was privileged to preach 8 times throughout the week in their youth camp. And we rejoice that 20 young people made professions of faith in Christ. 13 young people surrendered their lives for full-time Christian service. And we thank the Lord for the work He accomplished in the hearts of these young people and ask that you continue praying for their spiritual growth and faithfulness. Brother Frank adds, "In recent months, I've been praying that the Lord would give me a greater burden for souls and provide more opportunities to personally share the gospel with those I meet in everyday life. And the Lord has graciously answered that prayer. Over the past several weeks, I have personally had the privilege of leading 3 individuals to Christ. The first was a Filipino-American pilot named Ray, who humbly trusted Christ as his Savior. The second was Joshua, a father of 2, who had attended various churches for years with only a head knowledge of the gospel, but who trusted Christ during a conversation in my office. And the third was a high school friend from the United States named Wes, whom I was able to reconnect with while in America for my wife's citizenship ceremony. Please pray for the spiritual growth of each of these men." And then Brother DeNisi tells us also about a medical mission they've had that was hosted in Cebu City. And Cebu, by the way, is the second largest city in the Philippines. The Lord greatly blessed this outreach, and we saw 543 people come through the clinic. And most importantly, 340 individuals made professions of faith in Christ. And the weeks following that medical mission, several families were reached through the outreach and are now attending church on a regular basis. Please pray for their continued growth and discipleship. And I rejoice in what God is doing through Frank and Hafia DeNisi serving the Lord in Cebu City in the Philippines. Pray for them, if you will.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.